Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the show, my friends. I hope you are doing so good, that you woke up this morning feeling light and so ready for a beautiful day. If you didn't, and by chance you woke up this morning and everything felt gloomy and challenging and dark, don't fret. We have an entire week dedicated to our mental health here on the show. And it is absolutely normal to move through cycles where we feel like we're challenged in different ways, where we deal with lots of anxiety, or we feel depressed, or we have a hard time making it through our day. And then other cycles where things are easy and flowing and we feel light and joyful. Wherever you happen to find yourself on that spectrum right now, know that this is totally normal and you are absolutely not alone.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What I want to spend some time tuning into today is, first of all, something that you have been engaging with or watching lately or listening to lately, or something that you have encountered in the past couple of days that actually feels damaging for your mental health. So taking a moment to identify where in your day-to-day you encounter things that just aren't good for you, that tend to bring you down, or that tend to make you feel anxious, or that tend to put you in that place where it's just so much harder to stay on top of your mental health. And then I want to take a moment to tune into something that you have encountered lately or something you've done lately that is the absolute opposite. So something that actually is supportive for your mental health, something that makes you feel like you are less alone, like you can actually navigate those hard times, that build you up and make you feel solid and grounded. So just spending some time today getting clarity on what is helpful right now and what is not helpful, so that we can make different choices in our day-to-day, if possible. So your two journaling prompts for the day are: something that has been damaging for my mental health lately is. Something that has been damaging for my mental health lately is. So take a moment to really go there. Chances are there is something that you encounter in your day-to-day that maybe you could actually avoid or do less of or navigate a little bit differently, that there's something there that you actually have control over. And then chances are there might be something there that you cannot control, that just happened as they do, and it's just life. And we want to tune into and get clear on where we can make different choices, or at the very least, not put ourselves in the way of the thing that makes life feel harder than it already is. So just getting real with yourself and tuning into what the truth of that actually is. And it could be something as simple as you've been spending tons of time scrolling on social media lately and it just isn't helpful. Or maybe you listen to the news 24/7 and it's really hard to turn it off, but it's just making you feel so much more anxious than you already are. Or perhaps you've been dealing with a person in your life lately that just makes you feel a little bit worse, that person that just is the opposite of supportive for you. Just take a moment to get clear there. What is something that you're encountering these days, so lately, that just isn't supportive, that actually damages your mental health? And tell the truth. If you're journaling on this, it's just you talking to yourself. So be raw and get real with what that truth actually is. And then take a deep breath, find a little reset, and go to the opposite prompt. Something that has been supportive for my mental health lately is. Something that has been supportive for my mental health lately is. So what is something that you have been connecting with lately that just is actually helpful? That thing that has become a resource for you, something you can turn to that just lifts your spirit or makes you feel better in different ways, or that helps you get that feeling like you have your feet on the ground and like the world is not spinning out of control. Maybe it's a person, and just having that person present in your life is like a warm hug in the day today. Maybe it's a practice. It's something that you do for your self-care. Maybe it's how you move your body or time you've been spending in nature lately. What is that thing that you've been connecting with that is actually supportive and helpful? So go to these two places, check in with what is helpful and what isn't, and then from that place, act accordingly. Is there something you can do or shift or change to be able to navigate these things a little bit easier? Wouldn't it be so amazing if there was a simple answer in this space today throughout this practice? Something you can actually do just to feel better when it comes to your mental health already today? And that can be something as simple as putting your phone down an hour earlier before you go to bed at night, or taking a walk early in the morning, even on those days when the weather isn't great. Just making that commitment to connect with more of the things that are helpful and less of the things that are not. Thank you so much for tuning in with me today. Spend some time journaling on both of these prompts, and I'll be back with a new practice tomorrow.